This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's bring up verse 38 because this is the key verse. Whoever believes in me, Jesus said, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. What does that mean? When you believe in Christ, the incredible result of believing is that something not only happens to you, something not only happens in you, but something happens out of you. Streams of living water flow out from you. What in the world does that mean? Here's what it means. There will be a new capacity in your life for loving, forgiving, and for blessing. You will have a capacity to forgive people you never had before. Why? Because streams of living water are flowing through you. Some of you can testify that as a believer in Jesus Christ, listen carefully, it's only because of Jesus that you've been able to forgive your father. It's only because of Jesus Christ you can forgive your mother. It's only because of Jesus Christ you can forgive a wife or a husband. It's only through Jesus Christ you can forgive one of your children. There's a capacity that comes into your life. It's called streams of living water that come from the Spirit of God that Christ gives us, living water that flows through us. You'll have the capacity to bless people that you've never had before. So many people grow up expecting other people to bless them. Well, who's going to take care of me? Well, doggone it, who's going to love me? And who cares about me? And when you become a Christian and the streams of living water start flowing through you, guess what? You're more interested in blessing other people. You actually get up some mornings and say, I wonder who I could bless today. I wonder who needs a word from the Lord. And I could be that channel. I could be the stream of living water. You will have a new capacity to love people, to forgive people, and to bless people. That's what it means to have streams of living water. Let me give you two quick illustrations of that. Roger Fredrickson was a minister for years in Wichita, Kansas. Big church, upscale, upper middle class congregation. He said that he believed the Lord brought people to his church to remind the people of this upscale church that they were losers too. He said that God brought losers to his church so it would remind the rest of the congregation that we're all losers without Jesus Christ. A great observation. He said there was a Kansas State Highway Patrolman in their congregation named Jerry Johnson. And Jerry, by his own admission, said he didn't mind roughing people up as a part of his job. When he had a scuffle, he said, I loved it. He said, I got a rush from it. I didn't mind slamming somebody up against a wall. Somebody resisted arrest coming out of a car. I didn't mind throwing them on the pavement, putting the cuffs on. I kind of got a charge out of it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. He said, I hated people. Jerry Johnson came to Christ, and something happened in his life. He said, I actually felt compassion. I actually cared about the people I was arresting. I felt things I never felt before. What happened to Jerry Johnson? Streams of living water flowing into his life and out of his life. The same thing can happen to you. He had a new capacity to love. He had a new capacity to forgive and a new capacity to bless people. That's what streams of living water can mean in your life. What's happened in your life because of the streams of water coming into your life? Well, this message from John 7 about streams of living water that flow through you because you simply believe in Jesus Christ will continue tomorrow. If there's ever a part of this message that you've missed, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed, as well as find opportunities to become a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.